All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, regular meeting, February 8th at 7:03 PM. Roll call.
Darren.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Marion.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Vicki.
Yes.
Andrea, present.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe, Mrs. Salt, thanks for coming. Of course, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there, and the adoption of agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Do we need to table that first?
Do we want to change it with the...
Please. Take off 4 or 6D, please.
Okay.
I would move.
Yeah, we want to move.
To table item 6D to the March meeting.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
You just did.
Do I need to remove my first motion?
It's here.
No, you're just restating it.
Okay.
6D, that's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will second his restated motion to you.
Okay. So say it one more time, Dexter.
I would move to table item 60 to the March meeting.
But accept the rest of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Dexter moves to table item 60 until the March meeting, but accept the rest of the agenda. Aaron, second. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
Okay, Mrs. Salt.
I gave each of you just a little explanation of why I was asked by Dr. Mahan to come here tonight. One of the things I know that you've heard talked about at some of the meetings was the Rule 10 regulations that our school was not in compliance with on a couple of different fronts. But the one was to make sure we offer enough classes. And that's something that Mr. Primavera and I are starting to work on for next year. Every class has to be populated by one student. You can't just say you offer this class and then nobody take it. And with the number of students we have, that sometimes creates a little bit of a juggling act when we're doing our schedules. And one of the suggestions, and we've been doing this, but it was suggested by Rick Moses from the Department of Education that we enlarge our use of online courses. And one of the things, and Jeannie Bishop brought this to my attention a few days ago, that possibly we need to change our policy for tuition reimbursement somewhat, since this is one of the ways we're going to help our school meet the regulations with the 400 plus courses that need to be offered according to Rule 10. And so I have here a little bit of a proposal. It's not much different right now. You guys approved giving 9 hours maximum course credits a year for college credit courses to be a total of 15. The one thing that happens with some of the classes like the college biology is the kids have to also take a 1 hour lab. And so what my proposal is to leave it up to 15 hours, to add any lab courses that apply to the online courses or the dual credit courses, to include those. And then because we're going to expand the use of online courses, until we kind of have a feel for how that's going to work, I put in here a suggestion that if students that are only juniors and seniors can take these, because you have to be 16 to take a college credit course, that past the 15 hours, we do it on an individual basis. If it's a student that just wants to take something and really is not going to fit into their either requirements or electives, we might not consider that to be a justifiable one. But there may be a student who's having trouble in some math and so is able to take an online course to get their math credits, and that would be a justifiable reason. And so past the 15 hours, my suggestion is to go ahead and include the labs, and then to do it on a per class basis on whether we approve the reimbursement of the tuition for the students. The other thing that I did put in here, because we are talking about doing this expansion, and one of the courses that would like to see implemented is a college prep course that at least the juniors take. And because that would be a required course, I would propose that you guys consider, the school board considers paying for that just across the board, simply because if we implement that as a requirement, it's not their choice to take it. It's our way of satisfying our regulations and our Rule 10, and also better preparing them for post-secondary education, whether that's vocational, a trade school, four-year school, a junior college, or whatever the situation might be. And that essentially is the change that I would recommend for the school board to consider, and you know, keeping in mind that using online courses is going to be something that we are going to try very hard to utilize to a greater degree. So you can look this over, visit about it. If you have questions, you can email me, pass them through Mr. Primavera or Dr. Mahan, and they can probably answer them too. But that is what I would suggest, and I appreciate you letting me present that to you, and hopefully this will be a benefit to our kids. Not hopefully, it will be a benefit to our kids. So.
Just thinking, we had done the test prep in the past.
That's just a test prep. The college, it's much more extensive. And yes, we do the Baylor's test. That's just a few days. This would actually be a semester course. Not sure which one we would utilize. There's several out there, but it's something that a lot in reading emails on the listserv from the different counselors, a lot of schools do offer a college prep. And that does more than just prepare for testing, which is the John Baylor for the ACT testing. It also prepares them for the changes in going from high school to college and the different things that they can do ahead of time to prepare and what to expect and that type of thing.
I have a question. On the online stuff, is that kind of something that the you guys set the things that will be allowed to be taken, or is there a lot more openness to where a kid could be like, I really like this, or I really like that, and
yes to both of those.
Okay.
In here, and I did explain that this a little bit. I did address that, Toby. Last semester, we have three senior girls, and they took dual credit courses. There's a difference between a dual credit and an online. In a dual credit course, we offered dual credit college biology, and Mr. Wortman taught that, because he has a master's degree and is able to teach that. The classes that are online are taught by the staff of the college, and we just have to have a monitor or some kind, like right now, we have 7 students taking online courses. 3 of them are taking oral communication, 1 is taking a psychology course, and that was a course that they chose, that they were interested in. 2 are taking anatomy and physiology, 1 because she is going to go to beauty school, and when I contacted the beauty school, they said this was a good course for her to have, and the other one because she is thinking about going into medicine. And then we have 1 student who is taking ranch management. And so within the scope of what the school offers, we've given them some pretty good leverage.
So that would help.
Yes.
You know, get more classes offered, I would think.
And actually, those classes counted as units for us. So the psychology was a 10-unit class, which each class needs to be. The anatomy was, the ranch management was, and the oral communication. So that actually gave us 40 more units, which are four classes.
So don't other schools let the kids pick and choose? What?
Yes, I think within boundaries, Vicki, because you're not going to have a student that maybe needs a class take something just off the wall. But they might have three or four selections that would fit into that requirement. Right now, the girls that took oral communication, a lot of what they take is so they can get it done in high school, and they don't have to take those. Just like the Spanish, if you do that in high school, you don't have to take it in college. And a lot of these classes are entry-level general education classes that they would just like to get out of the way, and it gives them a jump start. Help me from last year, Casey and Allison and Kelsey are going to have at least, did they take any online courses last year? Oh, as juniors, I bet they didn't.
I don't think they did, because they usually offer the speech. We had a communications, which I'm sure that's oral communications.
Yeah, is what they're doing now. And I think this is the first year we've had juniors take them. But those three girls will all have 9 college credit hours before they even start in the fall.
I just thought maybe that would give us an opening for kids to come back if we had choices and other schools didn't.
Yeah. I think, Vicki, that probably all schools have certain choices. Just because we work mostly with Mid Plains and some with North Platte. Since they're online, we can work with North Platte more. And within their course offerings, the kids can pretty well choose, as long as, like I say, you're not going to let, unless they have so many electives and really just want to take a class for enjoyment that they're interested in, you're going to try to fit them into an area of need, especially if they have some requirements that haven't been met. Other questions? Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments there? Did you get an update for services report on anything that needed discussed?
No reports. Just watching the roads, vigilant, and west was better than the east this morning, so it's going to be a day-by-day watch. See, on this policy, the 5,000 that she just presented will be coming up in a couple months, so we'll work on it in the meantime to tweak it and see. I'll talk to the communication team about these changes, and then we'll present it later when it's time.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the trip to, I didn't say that, it was kind of a duh. We didn't make it to Phoenix last week in the blizzard, so we'd have had to leave Sunday at noon and spend 2 nights in a motel, and I figured that's too much. I was willing to go the night before, but not 2 nights. So. They transferred our reservation over to Minneapolis this summer, which is a little bit less expensive conference, and we can have more people go. So we're advancing very quickly then to get everybody to a PLC conference.
Okay.
I'm excited about it.
Good. Any board member committee reports we need to talk about?
We went to that. It was pretty interesting. Some of the things that they talked about, we went to the leadership in the law, and they talked about drug use, because we're so close to Colorado and kind of some things to watch out for, and we're probably going to have to come up with some policies to cover some of those issues. Prescription drug use is on the rise in kids. They talked about truancy.
They had a student that had been going to court because it had missed so many days. And the judge finally said, told the parents, for every day that the student missed, they will spend a day in jail.
That's what they're having to do to get the kids to class. That's in North Platte. So kind of getting to be a problem everywhere. They talked about the transgender deal and how not to think about changing your policy because it's already covered within the sexual whatever discrimination policy. Some of the different apps that are out there, they even suggested that, like, when you start back in the fall, that on that parents' night, you have, like, this lady was from the state patrol, and she does presentations, and have them come in and make sure the parents are aware of some of these things that are going on that they might not have any clue about. So,
she was very good.
Yeah, talking about the different drugs that look like gummy bears and this and that, and, you know, how kids eat them in class, and you have no idea that they're consuming anything illegal. But anyway, it was very good. Very good. So.
It opened my eyes to something.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Anything else? Administrative?
We have a couple
administrative report, yeah.
Didn't even jump the gun. We got some names for the seniors for graduation. It's time to be thinking about that. It's May 7th, here in at 2 o'clock, I believe. That sound right? And I guess, not trying to ruffle any feathers, but historically, the board president only hands out diplomas. Is that right? Or it depends on who's on the walk across the stage? Or
usually
the president, okay. And they gave us some names. I guess the board's been involved in that some degree, the speakers. We have Lance Walk, Andrea Walk, and Brian Vogler is what the seniors gave, presented to me. So Tony and Mrs. Solt and I are working on the schedule and who's going to do valedictorian, salutatorian, and so on. I'll MC it. And just kind of a little bit of history. The principal used to present the valedictorian and salutatorian, or just one or the other? I don't understand why there was two different people. One introduced the valedictorian, the other one introduced the salutatorian. My history is that the principal, you know, being the building principal, has the scores, and they introduced the valedictorian and then the salutatorian. I don't know. That's not objectionable to you?
No.
Like I said, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. But I'm just trying to understand why. Last year I could see why, because the valedictorian was related to the superintendent, so. I don't know if that was just a one-time deal or, okay. Mr. Primavera and I have been talking. The teachers brought up during negotiations about adding Title I teacher. I am working, crunching the numbers and the budget, and we'll probably have something more definite in March. But he I'd like for him to talk about, we've talked about the schedule for this person. They'd be an elementary certified person. And they would be in the combined classrooms primarily for the content areas of reading and math. And being Title I, there's some required forms and whatnot, need a planning session, and then a time to fill out the federal reports. But part of the money from the federal funds could be used to help pay for salary. Tony is more familiar with the schedule, you know, the hour-to-hour schedule, but I looked it over, and you want the person to be engaged and this schedule fully engaged, as I can see. I'm comfortable with it, but we'll get more of a strong recommendation in March. But I wanted to, you know, we talked about on our board retreat about you need all the information you can have so that you can make a good decision. Are there any gaps you folks need to have filled on this that we need to bring in March that you don't have right now? I'll bring a potential salary, what we're looking for, I look at the schedule, who the classes are and whatnot, so. Try to give you all the information you need to make an informed decision. And I think it would be, I'm convinced after talking to Mr. Primavera and he's talked to the staff, that it would be a very big benefit to the staff and your students, primarily the students. That's what I'm here about, students. Everything else is just stuff. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything to add, Tony? That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Moving on, we're down to 6A, the consent agenda.
move to approve the consent agenda as listed.
I'll second.
And the balance of the budget's about right where it ought to be this time of year, so I don't have any red flags there for you.
Toby moves to approve the consent agenda as listed. Dexter seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
For the, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
We have the multicultural, yep. I was going to explain. I'd like to have the board approve the multicultural, the six classes as part of the NDE. Regulation, not a law, but it's regulation, and that's what Mr. Wagner has come up with for our schools. Social Studies 7, Social Studies 8, World Geography, American History, American Government, and Economics. And then there's always current events that can pop up in there, like tonight's news about the Syrian rebels. I mean, that's something that can be a topical current events in the class. But anyway, these are the six classes I'd like for you to approve that show the State Department that we are in compliance.
Okay. So, a motion to approve the multicultural education plan? Classes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I move to approve the multicultural education classes.
Aaron moves to approve the multicultural education classes. Marion seconds. Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. So item 6C, we've got the approval of the county's use of the school buses.
I've not seen their proof of insurance, but I don't know if you're comfortable approving it pending their proof of insurance as I had emailed you or not, if you want to wait.
Yeah, I talked to Rita about it, and it sounded like she was having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of the people that she needed to get a hold of to get that endorsement added on there. But I guess, you know, to me, I mean, I think it'd be a good deal, and would like to see him, you know, be able to use that. But I think we need to have it pending that insurance. I would think.
Yes, you can. I guess do it pending that, or wait till. They get it to you and then approve it. It's your call.
Yeah, because when was that they were?
June.
Yeah,
middle of
June.
June or July?
June.
So you got some time. Yeah, it's it shows off your county. I think it's a good PR thing.
Yeah.
But you know, if you have an accident or something happen, you don't want to be left holding the bill. So. Yeah.
No.
You want to just skip it?
Pardon me?
Should we just skip it?
You can side wait until they get their papers. And
I thought she said we could do it in March, didn't she?
Sure.
And we'd still be
Okay. 6E, renewal principal contract for 16-17.
I've completed both semester evaluations and been working with Mr. Pima there for next year, and we're on target for next year, and I recommend extending a contract. The contract amount, and that would be at a later date. We did it later last year. I don't know if that's customary, but that's what I saw. It seems the way you did it last year was okay. So you approve the contract this year, and then I'll do some research for comparability with other principals in the area, and then bring that to you at a later date for salary and in terms of contract.
I move to to renew the principal contract for Mr. Primavera for 2016-17.
Marion, did you second?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron moves to renew the principal's contract for Mr. Primavera for 2016-2017. Marion seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Okay, board policy sections 1000 and 2000, first reading. I didn't see anything in there that seemed real.
I have a question.
Okay.
On the 1013A, reimbursable mileage at 25 cents, is that?
I'm looking at next year. I didn't want to change it because we have new boarders coming on. I was new next year. What I would propose at some time before, between now and next fall, would he modify that? As I understand the history, is that people were taking their own vehicles and turning in mileage when there's a school vehicle available. And what I'm used to seeing is you pay the because like I think she went to North Platte, I doubt it paid for a tank of gas, we're gonna go to North Platte and back, and probably you likewise the other night. But what I'd like to see for next year, and I guess this is the first reading, I get it in there for next time, is to, if the school vehicle's available and you take your own vehicle, you get zero mileage. If school vehicle's not available, then you can get the whole federal rate of reimbursement. To me, that makes the most sense.
It
last
was
week when I went up there, I had other personal things to do, so it didn't bother me to.
Yeah.
You just do, you know, take my car and not worry about money.
Okay.
I think, but that's what he's referring to, is they set it low to try and encourage people to use school vehicles instead of their own.
That's pretty low, though, for.
It's really low.
Federal rate's 54 cents, yeah.
Yeah, it's about half.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I wanted to work on it for the next school year, and I guess we're getting there. So I'll get that ready for you next time.
That's all I'm going to do.
Thank you for reminding me.
Marion, you had something on the flow chart?
The only one I found was on the flow chart, and you just need to change nurse to med aid.
Oh.
That was about the time we were switching over the board members and me last summer, too, that if you say the word nurse, you're implying that they have a medical license, so they recommend medical aid.
Okay.
And then I don't know how much work it is for, you know, the tech guys to, because the dates on these, if you look on your thing, the last time that it shows they were updated was 2013, which I'm sure you did it last year, it's just not going to show. So I don't know how hard that is.
Does that mean a change, do you suppose, or does that anytime you go over it?
I think that when you do your readings, you should update them.
It might be the last time a change was made, too. Yeah.
I mean, it could be not there, but the dinner was already.
Well, I move to approve the first reading of board policy sections 1000 and 2000.
Second.
With changes.
Somebody second?
I second.
Aaron moves to approve the first reading of board policy sections 1000 and 2000 with changes. Dexter seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
Approve temporary early retirement incentive program for current year. Thoughts?
Yeah, just a little bit of history in the state. A lot of schools are going away from that. If you notice, the state budget appears to be ratcheting down, and with the AGRA folks saying that's too much money, too much tax dollars, you may have to look down the road at diminishing that or changing it or saying that you won't do it anymore based on future projections of state funding. So
I thought one time we did not cut out year-by-year basis and just put in there that we will not
offer it this year,
you know.
You can keep doing that, yeah.
For that year. And then if we do have it, where we can change it.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's what we do.
So if we don't do anything, that just means there is nothing available, or?
I think you have to prove it in order for it to be available.
So
I think you have to change the dates in there.
Say that you weren't, you're not.
Not gonna approve.
Approve it for the following year, 16-17.
I agree.
So you just.
Are we gonna, isn't there, there's a policy about that, so are we gonna have to go and adjust that for the, I mean, or does this adjust that for the?
I think you have to do it by March, don't you?
So, yeah.
If you're going to offer it, you have to do it by March.
Right.
So now, either now or in March.
I guess the only thing I'm trying to figure is if we just do nothing tonight, it just means there's nothing, right? Like, you'd have to approve something.
We don't have to actively not do it.
Yeah, we don't have to.
We can just.
Move to not approve.
If it doesn't. Just dies without a motion.
There's not a date in there.
Seems like last, I can't remember what we did last year, I know we dealt with it, but I.
Well, we approved it last year.
No, we didn't have any, I think.
When did you deal with it?
Yeah, but that was later, we didn't do it as part of this hour.
That's right.
Does apologies, what does the policy say? Does it say that it's, hold on, I see if I can find it, if it, where's the button?
Is it in the 3,000s?
3014-2.
Does it say that it'll just be offered if it's approved, or we have it?
It's fairly long.
Yeah, that it is, I remember that. I think this one's signed over.
I think the date's right at the beginning.
Now, there is at the bottom a. Application agreement text.
They have to submit a signed application on before March 1st. Proceeding to get this ordered separation. So I think even if they put in a application, we don't have to approve that application.
That's what it looks like to me.
So like I said, if there's anything you can enter then.
What if you just.
I mean, it says right here, number four, all applications are subject to approval of the Board of Education based on needs of the district.
Yeah, I think you just let it go.
Okay, just move on.
You're right, Toby.
Okay. Any other discussion? I passed around, we had a nice thank you from Terry and Luanne Wortman, and then also the Deloitte Messersmith family. So, take a look at those. And anything else? If not, next meeting will be March 14th. No other discussion, this meeting's adjourned.